This is what we're going to do in the Hall of Viewing technique. You're going to go into a meditative state, and we're going to use what is called the 3-2-1 method. This will allow you to slow down brain frequencies into the alpha frequency of brain function. Now, that's very easy to accomplish, sometimes by just simply closing your eyes and taking a deep breath and relaxing your body, you are already emitting alpha frequencies. And to function at alpha is something your body, brain, and mind does every day of your life, every night as you go to sleep. In fact, you go in and out of all the frequencies of brain, from beta to alpha to theta to delta and back up again and back down again every night. So this is a normal function and a very easy frequency to achieve. So we're going to use a 3-2-1 method. Always, from now on, when we say three, as you go into a meditation, you're going to relax your body. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath and as you exhale to mentally repeat and visualize the number three times. And I will briefly guide you into a state of physical relaxation by saying to you, concentrate your sense of awareness on your scalp, the skin that covers your head. You will feel a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. Now release and relax all ligament pressures and tensions from this part of your body and place it in a deep state of relaxation that will grow deeper and deeper as we continue. As I say that statement, you are then to focus your attention on your scalp, and then later the forehead and the eyes, face, and all the way down your body, down to your toes. And as you focus your awareness on the different parts of your body, you are to release and let go of stress and tension. You are to experience a tingling sensation, a vibration, not only caused by circulation, but by being alive itself, just the whole fact, the mere fact that you have the energy of life within you. You're to concentrate and experience that, and then relax that part of the body and all the way down to your toes. And along the way, I'm going to ask you to concentrate within the body. And should there be any area of your body that needs to heal, maybe it's a particular gland like the pancreas or the gallbladder. Maybe it's an organ, your heart, your lungs, or something along those lines. Maybe it's an entire system, your respiratory system, your reproductive system, your excretory system. Whatever it may be, then you focus your attention on either that gland, that organ, or that system, and imagine it returning to perfect health. Number three, sometimes referred to as levels, will always be a trigger mechanism for you to relax physically. Then I'll ask you to take another deep breath, and as you exhale, you will mentally repeat and visualize the number two three times. From now on, number two will always be for mental relaxation. All you need to do to relax mentally is to think of tranquil and passive scenes. You're going to experience this scene. It could be imaginary, it could be real, in a very real way, as if you are in the experience, incorporating all of your mental senses, your ability to see, hear, taste, touch, and smell with your mind. And you're going to experience it in a very holographic manner. The more real you make the mental experience, the better it is for you, especially as we move forward in our mental exercises and begin to incorporate elements of psychoneuroimmunology, which is how we use our minds in a special way to influence the nervous system and the immune system towards health and healing. And we do that mostly through the images that we create. So when you create an image or a scene or an experience, a mental experience, you want to put yourself into the experience as if you are really there, experiencing it in a very real manner, in a holographic manner. Then I'm going to ask you to take another deep breath, and as you exhale, you will mentally repeat and visualize the number one three times. Number one is your starting point. At that moment, you are now at a place, an internal space, where you can get started, where you can now deepen more into the experience and then begin to incorporate imagery that's going to help attract what you want as far as health and healing is concerned. And I will guide you every step of the way. During the meditation, I will guide you to deepen further by counting from 10 to 1, or relaxing your eyelids and allowing that state of relaxation to flow slowly downward throughout your body. Or I may even ask you to project yourself to a real existing place that you go to relax physically, and allow you to remain there for a few moments, enjoying it in a holographic manner, with all of your sensing mechanisms as if you are already there. Now, this is important because this is what it takes for you to begin to experience yourself in a situation as whole and complete, as fully present, and this is going to play a vital role in your health and healing. Once we have deepened, then I'm going to ask you to visualize your health condition. You're going to visualize it in an area of your mind that is past your eyelids, out and away from you. Now, a lot of these instructions, I will be repeating them throughout the course because I want them to be very clear to you as we move forward, but it's important that you start the healing now. So when I ask you to picture something, remember to do it past your eyelids in an area that is out and away from you. And that area is what we call your mental screen area. That's where you're going to project all of your scenes, all of your images. It's going to be past your eyelids and slightly above the horizontal level of sight in a very comfortable position of your eyes, tilted slightly upwards. Now, you're going to first picture a gray tone or black and white image that's kind of small, almost like a Polaroid snapshot of you and your health condition, your health problem, your health challenge, however you want to view it. It's preferable if you just view it in either gray tones or black and white and kind of small away from you like a picture, like a still picture. And now study it. Why do you have this health challenge to the best of your ability? Why do you have this problem? And notice how it's affecting everything about your life, your relationships, maybe your working ability, your way to enjoy your living experience, everything. And study it for just a few moments, and I'll guide you along the way. Once you do that, you're going to imagine that scene getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until it poofs away. And you might even want to hear in the background, poof. And at that very moment when it poofs away, imagine another scene, colorful, coming towards you. Stop it from approaching or getting too close. And that way you can view this very colorful scene of you in perfect health and make it dynamic, lively, make it very, very appealing to your senses. Study that image of you already healthy, of you whole and complete, of you without this health problem. And imagine what you look like, totally healthy, perfectly healthy, whole, complete. You look wonderful. You look fabulous. And it's so appealing. Make the image larger still. Make it dynamic and colorful. And make it even more appealing to your senses. And as you bring it closer, does it still feel good? Does it feel even better? Do you want it even more to see yourself healthy and strong, walking and talking and moving in a very healthy manner? Your body looks good. Your muscle tone is healthy. The color in your skin is good. Your hair is healthy and robust. There's a sparkle in your eye. There's a smile to your face. There's an energy radiating out from within you that expresses true health in every way, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your emotions, and you're living with belief structures that support health and well-being of you being whole and complete. Get it just right. And then make it larger still, large enough to come wrapping around you, and you find yourself in the experience. And now you are that person who is whole and complete and perfectly healthy, because you really are. Experience how it feels to have that inner strength and vitality, to have that energy radiating out from within you, to be able to have strong muscles, to stand tall, to have this great healthy glow about you and color in your skin and healthy hair and nails. How does that feel? Experience it with all of your sensing mechanisms. Experience yourself whole and complete. Experience yourself perfectly healthy. and allow your body, brain, and mind to memorize that feeling. And now carry yourself with your imagination into the future and notice how this makes a difference in your life for the better. Notice how it makes a difference in your relationships with your family members or coworkers, in the way you go about your life. Imagine yourself in every aspect of your life and answer these questions. What is it I actually want to achieve for the rest of my life in this area of health? Who's going to be giving me feedback along the way that I am perfectly healthy besides myself? Are there loved ones, a spouse or a significant other, children, coworkers, and friends and family members? When is this going to happen? When can I expect the first signs or indicators that I am moving in the direction of health and healing? How is it going to make my life different and better? And why? Why is this important to me? At this point in time and from the area of your heart, project outward an explosion of emotion of why this is so important. Is it because you want to live? Is it because this is important to you? You have family that you want to raise. You have people that you want to keep loving. You have an important mission and purpose in life, and you're not done with your mission. You haven't yet fulfilled your purpose in life. Whatever the reasons are, express it passionately and with a lot of emotion. And when you experience yourself whole and complete and perfectly healthy, express the explosion of emotion of gratitude, appreciation, and deep love for yourself, to universal source energy, to God, however you want to experience it. But emotion moves energy into manifesting the way that you are picturing it and experiencing it. Feelings must be present. The emotion that represents those feelings must be present in everything you do. And you must always incorporate all of your sensory modalities. Now, again, I know I'm giving you way too much information, perhaps, at this point in time. But if nothing else, just listen to the exercise before you actually do it and become familiar with it. And then just enjoy what it feels like to be deeply relaxed physically and mentally. And truly enjoy what it is like to feel healthy, whole, and complete.